Here's a question for you. Have you ever seen what happens when you exceed design limitations? Most things usually have some sort of design limitation. For example, weed eaters have a proper fuel-to-oil mixture ratio, and if you don't honor that design limitation, you could ruin the engine. The warning on a trailer may tell you not to exceed 55 miles per hour while towing it, and if you exceed that design limitation, the trailer could become unstable, and you could wind up in a ditch somewhere, or even worse. Now, did you know that the same sort of thing holds true for all of life? Would you walk off a cliff or pick up a red-hot ember with your bare hands? Of course not. We understand physical design limitations, and we honor them. But did you know that there is also a social and moral design for life as well? The Bible reminds us that God created all things with a physical design, a social design, and a moral design as well. And so whether we're talking about marriage, family, friendships, interactions, and dealings with other people, we need to understand that God has a social and moral design for all of it. And when we honor His design, things tend to go better. That's just the nature of honoring design limitations. However, if we don't honor His design limitations, rather than winding up with a broken piece of equipment, we may wind up with a broken life. But there's good news. The designer has provided a means of redemption for broken lives. He doesn't throw them out like you might a piece of broken equipment. Through the death and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ, He provides a means of reclaiming and mending your broken life. The Bible says that when you're baptized into Christ, your old self is put to death and you rise up to begin a new life with Christ, to become a new person. And when He returns to take you home, everything will be made perfect, whole, and new. This is why our hope is found only in Christ.